This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin, and today I'm joined by Jackie Dalton. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Kate.
Jackie, I believe you just got back from holiday, haven't you? How was it?
It was great, thank you. I had a very relaxing time. I did lots of reading and some skiing.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. But these days, more and more of us are considering whether we can actually justify the cost of a holiday abroad. And the idea of going absolutely nowhere is actually becoming quite appealing. A staycation is a new phrase which is a combination of the expressions stay at home and vacation.
Well, yes, I have heard of staycations, but to be honest, I can't say it's something that really appeals to me, because I like going on holiday to see other cultures and to listen to new languages and eat different food, and just to get away from my normal day-to-day life once in a while. I think that's what holidays are about.
Well, to some people it is. But before we go any further, I'm going to ask my question for this week. Which country is the top location for British people to go on holiday at the moment? Is it A, Spain, B, France, or C, Turkey?
Well, I always see lots of British people in Spain, so I think Spain is the number one holiday destination.
Good answer. So we'll check if you're correct in a few minutes. But first, here's a lady who really likes staycations. Why does she prefer to stay at home?
If you take 2 weeks off and just stay at home and do what you like, it's so much more liberating than going away somewhere new and not having your own things around and having the pressure to explore all this new stuff. It's just a winner. I don't understand why more people don't do it.
She said that staying at home is much more liberating than going away. Now, if something is liberating, it makes you feel free and able to do what you like. She goes on to say that going on holiday means that you don't have your own things around you and there's lots of pressure to explore. She says that staying at home is a winner, which means a very good thing, and she can't understand why more people don't do it.
So now we're going to hear from someone with the opposite point of view. She uses the phrase contradiction in terms, which means to say a combination of things which don't make sense as they often have opposite meanings. She also uses the term same old, which you often hear when people talk about always doing the same thing. So listen out for it in the following extract.
Well, to me, you see, holidaying at home is a complete contradiction in terms. You know, when you stay at home, it's kind of the same old, and it just kind of underpins the whole beauty of having that energising breaks and doing something entirely different.
Well, she said that she thinks holidaying at home is a contradiction in terms. It doesn't make sense. She thinks that taking a holiday is about getting away from your usual routine of being at home, which she describes as the same old. I suppose she's referring to everyday jobs of housework and shopping and things like that. And she says this underpins the whole beauty of going away. Underpins means to give strength or support to something. So here the fact that there's always so much to do when you stay at home supports or underpins her argument that we need to go away on holiday once in a while.
Let's go back to the first lady we heard from. Here she gives some other reasons why she prefers not to go away. She uses the term peace of mind. What does this mean?
Peace of mind is when you can relax because you know you don't have to worry about anything.
On the rare occasions that I have gone on a proper holiday, the amount of work you have to do to go away and enjoy peace of mind while you're away totally negates the benefit of the holiday to me.
She says that all the effort you have to make sure that you can enjoy peace of mind, negates the benefit of the holiday. I suppose she means that she spends a lot of time making sure her house is locked properly and things, to make sure that she won't have to worry about anything going wrong while she's away. And she says this negates the benefit of a holiday. To negate means to cancel out the effect of something. So all the worry related to going on holiday negates the good things about holidays.
So let's hear what the second lady had to say in reply. She uses the word anticipation. What does this mean?
Anticipation means to look forward to something. And you'll also hear the expression Groundhog Day. In this context, it's a term which we sometimes use when referring to doing the same thing over and over again. And it comes from a film called Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray and Andy McDowell. And the film features a man who finds himself living the same day over and over again. And now the expression Groundhog Day has made its way into the English language to describe something which is the same every day. So if you have a job where it seems like you're doing the same thing day after day, you could say it's like Groundhog Day.
It's like anything in life. You either approach it positively or negatively. I think part of the beauty of a holiday is in the anticipation. And I know it's sort of stressful preparing for a holiday, but it's quite exciting too. And I think we need it because, you know, when we sort of do the same things day after day, you know, life becomes like Groundhog Day. And one of the great beauties of sort of underpinning that is to go on holiday.
So what do you think, Jackie? Are you tempted to have a staycation next time you want a holiday?
Well, having heard both sides of the argument, I can understand the reasons for staying at home, but I'm afraid I like to travel too much, and I don't think I'll be taking a staycation this year.
So let's have a look at some of the words we came across earlier in the programme.
We had staycation.
Liberating.
A contradiction in terms.
Same old, same old.
To underpin.
Peace of mind.
Negate.
Anticipation.
And Groundhog Day.
And finally, to the question I asked earlier. I asked you, which country is the top European location for British people to go on holiday at the moment?
And I said Spain.
And I'm afraid you were wrong. Yeah. You were nearly right, but it is in fact Turkey. So that's all for this week. Thanks, Jackie. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.